Well, we knew it was going to be emotional, folks. When you put in that much time and good times, bad times, angry times, happy times, and it ends on a great note for the ladies this year, Ray, what an effort for your kids.
Well, Wow. I don't know what to say, Jack. I mean, that was the best we've played all year. I mean, I think you've been at all 25 games, and I don't think there's any doubt about it, against a quality team. And I'm really speechless. I'm out of words. That was a great, great performance by the girls today. That was really good.
Every single girl. You are rebounding, hustling, finding each other out there, backing each other up when somebody would, miss a dribble or something.
Right. It was just a complete, totally team effort. And, the kids don't know what they can do until they put it out on the floor and do it. And I felt they could do this kind of thing all year. But, they're 18 years old, Jack, and they sometimes it takes about this long to figure it out. And if we had five games to go, brother, I think you'd see a pretty good, a different team than you saw a month ago or 2 months ago. And I'm just really, really proud of them. They hung in there. And they were really good today.
Tedra was real good.
Tedra was really good. She kind of took over down there. I thought we should have gave it to her a little more, to be honest with you, Jack. But we had some open looks. We kept moving the ball. We moved the ball pretty well today, I thought. And at times, when you move it, you get open shots, open threes. But we were having success in there inside, and that's that post presence that Tedra's been improving. She's been improving all year.
What an emotional moment for our two girls who will not be back next year, Caitlin and Paige, as far as basketball on the floor.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on what those two girls have meant?
Well, I'll tell you, Paige was a late comer, and I couldn't be more thankful to have her on the team. I mean, she was what an addition she was, and she played well all year. We put her in situations because we only have seven, Jack. She was in situations I don't think she could handle them all, and so. If she could narrow her role a little bit and really flourish in her role, but we just couldn't do that with her because she had to bring it on. She had to guard their best player sometimes. She had to rebound. She had to do. Well, y'all have to do that, but it's a lot to ask of a young lady. And Caitlin, well, what can you say about Caitlin? I signed Caitlin last June and was working her out in the gym, and I don't know what to say about
it. Yeah, she's everything that she gave out there, I'll never forget down against Mott. And it's not even the fact that you got ejected. I'm talking about the way that she took that hit for her team. And it could have been the end of her career right there on that particular moment. And thankfully it wasn't.
Yeah.
She didn't care. She wanted that last basket.
And Caitlin Hewitt, I don't think people realize what a great competitor she is. And, I mean, if you have people on your team like Caitlin, she just competes every second. I'm just thrilled for her to end her career like this. She hit a clutch three with the clock running down. The kids actually set up a play for her. I didn't say anything. They just screened her, boom, shot. It was just a joy to be around, and I'm thankful to have been a part of her life.
And we would love to see her involved in the program going forward, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. If Caitlin is welcome anytime. Anybody who's done what she has in her career, she's welcome anytime, and I'll take her. And the girls love her, and so do I. So,
if they had told you you'd win 14 out of 11, 25, obviously we didn't want five games to be canceled, but if you'd have a 535 winning percentage with only seven girls and to watch what they did and how they grew, I don't know if we would have predicted it.
I don't know either, Jack. And you know what the amazing thing is, and I want everybody who's listening out there to understand, with seven girls playing a college basketball, we maybe had a handful of injury, mispractices because of injury, just a handful, and no injuries in a game. Nobody missed a game. It's a credit to the training, Brianna Grimm. It's a credit to the girls. for keeping themselves in shape. I'm just so pleased. It's a tough one tonight. I'm gonna miss them.
Well, I know the work begins for next year already, and we've already talked about some of the girls you've signed for next year. So it's going to be, the future is bright, isn't it?
The future is really bright. I think we're just going to build it, just like Matt. Excuse me, Jack. Matt built the program. You know, his recruiting year was so phenomenal last year, and now our year this year is getting just about like his was last year. You know, it just took a year longer, that's all.
Well, we're recognizing our faculty and staff here at Bay College right now. Ray, I just want to tell you it's been a pleasure to be around you. I'm honored to call you my friend.
Thank you. Jack, right back at you, brother. Love you, man. Thank you so much.
Back in 2 minutes, Bay College Radio, as we start the men's game here. 2 minute break, Bay College Radio, Maverick 106. Well, I don't know where she went. Well, if she can come by and sit down and talk with me during the game if she wants for a little bit.